Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, and today we're diving into a fascinating piece of research led by Muthukalingam Krishnan and colleagues. This paper really caught my eye because, well, it's about something you'd never guess, a component from the silkworm, Bombyx mori, called vitiligenin. That's being highlighted as a potential antibacterial agent. That's right. A protein found in a creature mainly known for producing beautiful silk could help in tackling bacterial infections. What is that? Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's take a second to think about it. Who would have thought that silkworms, these tiny insects primarily associated with the textiles industry, could have capabilities way beyond silk production? I mean, it's remarkable, right? Anyway, this opens up so much room for finding solutions in unexpected places. Reminding us, academia explores all avenues, even those we think are run-of-the-mill. So what's the big question here? The researchers were exploring whether vitiligenin, or VG from Bombyx mori, can be an effective antibacterial agent. And why is this significant, you ask? Well, we're always on the lookout for new ways to tackle bacterial infections, especially given the rise of antibiotic resistance. I mean, the fight against bacteria is like a constant arms race. The paper by Krishnan and team uncovers some, you know, intriguing findings. They isolated VG from the perivisceral fat body of the silkworm during the pupal stage. So like the time when the worm is sort of cocooning. They then discovered that this VG showed strong antibacterial activity. They tested it against two types of bacteria, Escherichia coli, which is gram-negative, and Bacillus subtilis, a gram-positive bacterium. A quick science pause here. Gram-positive or negative relates to bacterial cell walls and affects how they're treated with antibiotics. Okay, moving on. One of the key findings was that this VG could bind to the bacteria. It's like it targeted them directly. The images they provided showed how the VG attached itself to the bacterial cells and essentially tore them apart. Guess you could say it works like a microscopic demolition team. They even injected VG into infected silkworm larvae. And guess what? Those treated with VG survived their entire life cycle, unlike their untreated counterparts. This shows its potential not only in lab cultures, but, you know, in living organisms as well. From a method standpoint, they used a combination of mass spectrometry and immunoblotting to verify the presence and purification of VG. It's always fascinating how much information we can glean from these techniques. And with bacterial resistance being a huge health concern, finding that VG has these antibacterial properties in silkworms no less is, honestly, it's a bit like unearthing hidden treasure. There's so much more in the paper that's riveting too. The discussion on VG being a lipoglycophosphoprotein was enlightening because that composition seems to contribute significantly to its antibacterial prowess. And isn't it remarkable how researchers can take what's largely a specialist protein in the context of insect development and turn it into something with medical application? It just adds another layer to the vastness of academic research, doesn't it? Oh, but I must say, while everything sounds promising, just remember, this is research. It's not an absolute truth, but rather a stepping stone in our understanding of biological processes. Who knows what future work will reveal about VG, or, you know, perhaps even uncover new applications or limitations. And here's a thought for you. Imagine if every organism out there, no matter how humble, holds a key to solving important health questions. It's like the world is a giant jigsaw puzzle, and we're just grasping the corner pieces while imagining the vast image they form. Anyway, to conclude, what Krishnan and the team have achieved is a peek into nature's vast untapped potential, a testament to the power of academic inquiry. It's these studies that remind us of the vast tapestry of knowledge yet to be woven. Thanks for joining me, Richard, on In Depth with Academia, where we unearth gems of knowledge from the ever-expanding universe of research. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.